right, looking at number 9, we're going to first say it out loud like we've been doing. And it'll be 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, and. 1, 2, and. 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, and. 2, 3, 4. Down, down, up, 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 down, down, down. 1, 2, and. 2, 3, 4. So that one's a little trickier potentially, maybe. Say it slower with me. 1, 2, 3, 4. No, no, say, wait till I count it off. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, and 2, 3, 4. Down, down, up, 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 down, down, down. Down, down, up, 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 down, down, down. 1, 2, and 2, 3, let's do chucks. 1, yeah. 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, and 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, and 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, and. Just kind of relax and just maybe just kind of hear the groove, which is Does that help at all when I do that with no counting? And you just kind of hearing it? No? One, two, and two, three. That's good. Well, so there's something hesitating right there, so let's do it together. Two, three, four. Good, you're almost there. I'll give you a little time. If you're having trouble counting this, like how many ands is it? You know, it's four ands in a row, that's one thing. But two of them are close by to a neighbor, and two of them are not. So, like, let's just focus on the two that are not. Like, one, two, and two, three, four. One, two, and two, three. Does that help you? Like, I'm accenting the fourth and fifth attack, or attacks of number 9, the last two attacks of the first bar. You see it? The two ands that are like by themselves. So I want you to accent those. One, two, but do it with me. Two, wait, let me count four and then we'll do it. Two, three, four, like one, two, and two, three, four. Just play them louder. Two, and two, three. So the rest of them quiet. One, two, and two.
So it's not a timing thing. You said closer to each other. If that's not, you're not talking about a different.
I'm not sure your question. I think you're having trouble conceptualizing the rhythm, like what it's supposed like. And so in order to, because there's so many ups in a row, we're just going to accent these two.
Right.
So that.
Yeah, but the way you.
Yeah, that's it. One, two, three. I might have lost it. So three, four. One, two, and two, three, four. One, two, and two, three, four. One, so. One, two. two, three, four. One, two, and 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 two, three. Yeah, I don't think it's working. We should slow it down or.
No.
No? No. All right, you tell.
No, I'm just.
You tell me how, or I can just listen.
Well, let me see if I can figure it out on my own.
Okay. All right, I think it's a conceptualization thing, like rather than a coordination thing. Mm. Like, I'd like to hear you say the rhythm in time accurately a few times. To see if I'm right, to see if it's the conceptualizing thing rather than a physical thing. So count off for four and then do the count. Just say the count.
One, two, three, four. Down, down, up, 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 down, down.
Right. So I was right down. That I was right that your conception is off. So it's not a physical thing, it's a mental thing. So how about this? Can you say the numbers instead of the downs and ups? Okay, now we're getting somewhere, except that between two and the end of two is less time than between one and two. Do you know why? Between two and the end of two is...
The end
of two is going to be less time, it's going to be shorter than between one and two. Why is that?
Well, you mean in because you're hitting the strings with a down and up as opposed to...
There you go, perfect, yes. So how shorter is it between one and the end of two versus between one and two? How much shorter is it? It's half as long.
Right.
So you have to say that between two and the end of two a little quicker. So please count it again.
One, two, and two.
Now you're on it. Now you did it. You corrected that first one. Now we're going to correct the second one where it goes and to two. So do that one a little quicker and you'll be in business.
One, two, and two.
That was it. Three. You said it perfectly all the way up to two. Mm. Just added three and four and you're in business.
One, two, and two, three.
Yes, keep doing it.
One, two, and two, three, four.
One, two, and two, three, four.
So keep going. Going like that.
So can you please keep doing that for a little?
One, two,
and two, three, four. One, two, and two, three, four. One, two, and two, three. Good. Now that you got the conception, let's do the conception. We'll gradually add physical. First physical is just the swinging of the arm, right? And so we'll swing together. One, two, three, four. One, two, and... But yeah, I want you to say it out loud. We're just adding the extra swinging of the arm. Two, three, four. One, two, and two, three, four. One, two, and two, three. Good. Next step is to add the chucking. And two, three, so like one. Let's start together. Two, three, four, like one, two, and two, three, four. Keep on saying it out loud though.
Oh,
two, three, four. One, two, and two, three, four. One, two, and two, three, four. One, two, good. So just you saying it and chucking. Perfect. Nice job. And that was good though. He had two solid, at least two or three solid ones. Great job.
Oops.
Good. So you're almost there. So now let's put the D7 in. Do it together. Or D. D is fine. D is fine. D and G are fine. Like 2, 3. Well, let's decide which one you're gonna do. Like 2, 3, 4. So. Great job. Now step three. Well, so step one was the count. Step two was counting with the arm swing. Step three was counting with the chucking, which also involves the arm swing. Step four is the D7, which also involves the counting and the arm swing. And then the final step is both chords with the counting. And then the final step will be without the counting. Let's do it with the counting, both chords. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, get this if you spend time with it at home, we'll continue it next time. This might not be just a one-time thing, but overall you're definitely getting it.